Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
MRN Crew Call is brought to you by Hercules Tires.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MRN Crew Call. My name is Dylan Welch. Great show lined up for you today. We'll be talking with the Vice President of Racing Development for NASCAR, Ben Kennedy, about the upcoming debut of the Daytona Road Course on the NASCAR schedule coming up this weekend. We'll chat with Ben in just a moment.
Sir, are you aware you were going 40 miles an hour? This is a residential area.
Sure, but I'm on my lawnmower. Wait, am I getting a ticket?
No, I've just never seen anyone top 9 miles an hour on one of those bad boys. And mow their entire lawn in 30 seconds? What got into you?
Well, I did fuel up at Sunoco this morning.
At Sunoco, we know how to fuel peak performance. We've been doing it for American racing for over 50 years. Fuel your best.
Ben Kennedy, the Vice President of Racing Development for NASCAR, joins us now on NASCAR Crew Call. Ben, thanks, first of all, for taking the time to join us and what I know is the start of a really busy week for you. But first of all, for you, 2020 has obviously been a unique year, but a new role for you at the start of this year. A lot of challenges, but what has the year up to this point been like for you and in your new role?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly been busy, and, you know, I think it's been certainly a testament in getting back to racing and a company-wide and industry-wide effort to do so. So I've primarily been focused on, you know, scheduling process for 2020, ultimately get back to racing. What does that look like from a schedule perspective? And then also working alongside many other groups, many other incredibly talented, hardworking individuals to really help pull together from protocols and procedures standpoint, from broadcast standpoint, from an industry and competition standpoint. So it's certainly been a neat process. It's great to see how many races we've got in so far. Great to see fans back in the stands at a handful of races and, you know, ultimately some really good racing this year too.
Yeah. And you have had to kind of make some calls on the fly and some audibles with the schedule, just given the state of things. And, one of those changes is the replacement of Watkins Glen with the Daytona Road Course this weekend. So let's talk about that and just, what have some of the challenges or hurdles that NASCAR and you have had to deal with and overcome here just to kind of get this event put on the schedule and such a quick turnaround too with the Oval just in a couple weeks.
Sure. Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, from really its inception just a couple of months ago when this came kind of to the forefront that we'd be going to the road course here, I think the biggest thing that came to mind was just being able to execute that from a track standpoint. So, you know, we've had a ton of races here at Daytona on the road course, from the Rolex 24 Hour to the Superbikes and a number of other events, but we've never had, you know, a stock car race on the road course here at Daytona. So it really went into an assessment to Steve O'Donnell and John Probst and the entire competition and R&D department up in Concord of how do we make sure that we put this all together? Not only that it's a safe course and we're checking all the boxes there, but that it's also a competitive environment as well. So yeah, I think they certainly went to work in compiling a lot of the data, a lot of the information, working with the teams and manufacturers as well to, you know, not only compile that data, but also run sim on it, see what the tracks look like in its existing configuration, play with a few other configurations. I think that's ultimately kind of the you know, what we've come up with as the proposed road course. So if you still get a lot of what you might traditionally see in a Rolex 24-hour race, but you also have its unique elements as well with the chicane and coming off of turn four there too, which we unveiled about a week and a half ago. So I think it'll be certainly neat. You know, we always see some great racing on the road course here. Our fans certainly love to see road course racing as well. And I think adding that chicane off the turn four there will kind of create a uniqueness to it as well. So certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah, the chicane is interesting because there's been no cars that have ever, NASCARs or sports cars or anything, that has driven on this configuration. So how did you guys go about designing that without the ability to test any sort of car on it?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think to your point, if you go back, you know, 15, 20 years ago, certainly this is something you'd have to go through the process of, you know, making sure that you put a test in place. You have multiple teams out here doing so. And I think in light of, you know, the situation, everything going on right now, and thankfully having technology as a lever we can really lean towards, you know, the teams and manufacturers have a lot of different sims that they're able to run, whether that's more technical or driver sims. And then we've also been working alongside iRacing as well to make sure that, you know, we're able to push that product out not only to the fans, but the drivers as well, from the Xfinity Series, the Gander Truck Series, to the ARCA Series, so that they can get laps behind that sim too. And, you know, it's really been working in lockstep with them as a lot of other people to make sure that, you know, whatever we're putting on in the simulation world is as close to the real life as it can, whether that's the rumble strips, to what people call the turtles, to the braking marks, you know, the distance, the width, kind of all of those things, trying to take into account for that so that we can replicate it as close as possible in the simulation world. So that, to your point, when we come here this weekend and we're running on the road course, that people may not have laps in practice or qualifying in real life, but they'll at least have some sort of idea of what it's like to run around the road course.
How valuable and even reassuring, kind of on behalf of NASCAR, is that just to know that, yes, there's not going to be any real laps turned before the weekend, but you're not also not throwing these guys, you know, completely into the deep end without any sort of experience. They have options and the ability to still get some laps before they get there this weekend.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. And I think it's great to have technology from that perspective. And, you know, even going back to the days when I was driving, is I would spend hours on iRacing and other simulation platforms where you could drive around these road courses that you've never been to before. You know where the brake markers are at, you know where your throttle points and shifting points are at. I think, thankfully, you know, a lot of that has been able to translate into the real world as well. And I think it's a testament to, you know, a lot of the great platforms that have been built, like iRacing, that drivers can really get on there. They can learn some of their shift points, their braking points, their throttle points. It may not be 100% exactly what it's going to be like on Friday or Saturday or Sunday during those races, but at least gives you a good idea of kind of where you can start at and kind of build off of there as the race progresses.
We've seen the excitement and the success of the Charlotte Roval. This, I think, has potential to be even better. Have there been long-term plans discussed for the Daytona Road Course event as far as making it more than just a one-time thing?
I think it's a good question. You know, I think its inception really comes around kind of our initial 2020 announcement that we had back in March of this year, that we'd be moving the Clash to the road course and on Tuesday night leading into the Daytona 500. So I think that sparked a little bit of some of the conversations that ultimately led into this year's event. But I think it's also, you know, a good differentiator as well. We have some great racing on the high banks of Daytona, obviously the Daytona 500, you know, the Coke Zero 400, which we'll have in a couple weeks as well. But I also think it's a unique opportunity to also go to a track that has a ton of history, a ton of prestige around it, and also kind of make it unique and make it the NASCAR style road course as well. So You know, I think it really kind of started from some of the 2020 conversations we had, that announcement, and then ultimately kind of leveling up to this weekend and what we'll see here in just a few days.
Awesome. Going to be exciting for sure. Ben, thanks for your time and best of luck with everything that's on your plate this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Citywide to countryside. Whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. Go to HerculesTire.com. There you can find the nearest authorized Hercules retail location to you. Plus, you can use the tire tracker to find out which Hercules tire fits your vehicle the best. That's HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength.
Welcome back to Crew Call. Thanks to Ben Kennedy for his time and an exciting weekend coming up, as we just discussed there. Remember, fans, we want to see how you're enjoying your NASCAR weekend. Tweet us at MRN Radio and use the hashtag NASCAR Tailgate. Show off your food spread, who you're watching the races with, who you're listening to the races with, your favorite driver's merchandise that you're wearing, all of that. Be sure to send it over to us at MRN Radio with the hashtag NASCAR Tailgate. You could see your entry featured on an upcoming MRN show, or you may even get your entry talked about on an MRN broadcast. Thanks for joining us this week on Crew Call. I'm Dylan Welch.
MRN Crew Call was brought to you by Hercules Tires.